Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday the 10th of October. We get the release of the US consumer price inflation data for September today. This has a little less importance now that the US Federal Reserve has committed, finally, to a path of easing interest rates. The inflation numbers were extra important when it was clear that the Federal Reserve was behind the curve, because they indicated how much damage was being done by the unnecessarily restrictive policy. Now that the Fed is scrambling to catch up with the decline in inflation, inflation numbers are important as a guide to the pace of tightening, but less important to the overall economic narrative. The headline numbers are expected to slow, and the range of forecasts is actually fairly unified on that particular point. With so much of the US inflation measure being a fantasy price component concocted deep in the bowels of the Bureau of Labor Statistics far from the real world, it's worth remembering that the critical middle income group is experiencing an inflation rate that is roughly half that of the headline. The harmonized inflation measure is a reasonable rough guide for what middle income consumers' inflation reality is. That lower inflation experience has helped to create a solid basis for consumer spending. The minutes of the last Federal Reserve meeting, released yesterday, signalled that the central bank was indeed more deeply divided than the lone but high-profile dissent from the last decision signalled. This was not actually unexpected. The dissent seems more like a carefully managed signal than the actual measure of the extent of disagreement. The clear message from the minutes, even before the recent labour market data, is that the Fed is not likely to be cutting in a dramatic way again. There probably are a couple of rate cuts left for this year, because the Fed was late in starting, but they're likely to be 25 basis points. Hopes of a 50 basis point cut should be dismissed. We'll get an account of the ECB's last policy meeting today, but this is less likely to animate investors. Japanese producer price inflation data came in stronger than expected, although the strength didn't translate into export prices. Much of the strength was down to higher agricultural prices, which leapt very sharply, the highest inflation rate in 20 years, in fact. It's worth noting that the relationship between agricultural prices and consumer food prices is limited in most advanced economies. Consumers pay for labour, not for agriculture, when they're buying food. For those enjoying the roller coaster that is China's attempts to prop up its economy with stimulus, yesterday it was announced that the finance minister will give a press conference on Saturday, and that has fueled hopes of a fiscal stimulus. The monetary stimulus so far is not necessarily regarded as being that helpful. The cost of credit is not what's really holding China back. Fiscal stimulus would definitely be taken as a more positive sign. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.